Due to a series of unfortunate events, not the least of which was the loss of Dave's audio, for today's episode, the part of Dave has been re-recorded by Stephen. We offer our sincerest apologies and will return you to your regularly scheduled Dave next week. So, Steve-o, what's the difference between a province and a territory? That's today's question. Well, if you want an answer that's better than the territories are colder, we're going to have to take a journey through history. That's good, because that much I knew. So when the territories were formed, when Canada was formed in 1867, the territories were largely owned by a consortium that you might have heard of before. That's the Hudson's Bay Company.
I have heard of them.
Yeah, so there were two such territories at the time. One, Rupert's Land, which is now northern Quebec, Ontario, Manitoba, Saskatchewan, and Nunavut, and the Northwestern Territory, which was BC, northern Alberta, Yukon, and surprise, surprise, the Northwest Territories. So when the government of Canada bought them, they simplified everything and renamed it all to the Northwest Territories.
That is much simpler.
Yeah. Now, eventually, some of the existing provinces expanded into these territories, and some altogether new provinces were carved out. So in 1898, the Canadian government saw that the gold rush was causing instability and chaos up in that region, so they decided to create another territory in the Northwest to help manage the population boom that had resulted.
Can I guess the Yukon Territory?
Exactly, which I think was named after the Yukon River, which runs from Alaska to BC. And I think it means Great River, just coincidentally. In 1999, the Canadian government decided to carve out another chunk of the Northwest Territories, this time as a result of Inuit land claims in the region. Now, I have no idea how this name was chosen, but I do know that Nunavut means our land, or possibly our homeland.
Interesting.
Okay, so none of this answers the question of what distinguishes a province from a territory.
But we do now know a bit more about where they came from.
Exactly, exactly. So, constitutionally, the provinces largely govern themselves and have their own jurisdictions where they have complete control. And in the Constitution Act, the provinces have the power to directly tax, manage public land, manage and establish prisons, property rights, ensured the management of justice, all sorts of things. They also have the ability to make laws around the development, conservation, and use of natural resources.
Within the province.
Exactly. Now, there are a bunch of these things that are set out in Section 92 of the Constitution Act. But the gist is that there are a bunch of areas that the federal government can't just stick its nose in and tell the provinces what to do. That same freedom is not given to the territories. Because while provinces govern themselves, territories have no such powers accorded to them in the Constitution.
So basically that means they don't have their own governments or elections and that stuff?
Actually, they do have their own elected officials and their own elected bodies. And that's more a facet of the modern era. Because territories are creatures of the federal government. And so one way to think of it is that in the same way that cities are governed by provinces in which they reside, the territories are governed by the federal government.
I see.
And so in the same way that we have mayors and city councils in cities, we have federal, we have legislatures in the territories because they're allowed so by the federal government.
Okay, so they don't have complete power over themselves, just like a city doesn't.
No. Most of their powers are granted to them by the federal government, as opposed to provinces, which can do what they want with it. Now, this might seem unfair, because territories are huge. Like, the three territories make up something like 42% of Canada's landmass. But there are benefits to doing things this way. So for starters, because they're not constitutionally bound in the same way that provinces are, they're more fluid and able to change. The federal government could just up and create Nunavut by rewriting a bill in Ottawa, whereas making a new province would require constitutional amendment. Even further, because of the much smaller populations in these areas, and the unique challenge of trying to govern in the North, being directly connected to the federal government gives them finances and services that, if the territories were provinces, they wouldn't really be able to maintain themselves. Things like healthcare and education are much harder when they can't draw taxes or they have many fewer people to draw taxes from.
Of course, that makes sense.
So the federal government administers these for the territories because they're not necessarily able to do it themselves. Which isn't to say the federal government necessarily does it well, but it has the possibility of doing it where it otherwise might not be.
So as a city is to a province, a territory is to the federal government.
Precisely.
But they're also still cold, right?
Very.